tea. How do you take your tea? What's the deal? What's the flavorings? Are you more of a roots and earth kind of person? Or are you more of a fruity, grassy?
I love a green tea, and I like a little milk and a little sugar in it. But just a little bit, not too much, because I don't want to take away the flavor of the tea.
You don't want to take the green from the tea.
Exactly, exactly.
Earl Grey with two honey.
Earl Grey with two honey. No milk.
No.
No cream.
Nope.
It's not very English of you.
I'm Canadian.
You're not English.
No.
No.
She sounded English.
I drink the little one with, like, it's got, like, a little teddy bear on it, and it knocks you out. I don't know
what. Oh, like the...
Chamomile?
Mama said knock you out.
I kind of like any tea, but I just take it straight. No milk, no sugar.
So it's not so much what the tea is, it's how you take it. Just straight up.
Yeah, straight up.
And why mess up a good thing?
Usually with milk and the tiniest bit of sugar.
And any kind, the chamomile, the... That's apparently been a raging debate in the past. The Earl Grey.
I love chamomile. I like Earl Grey. And then I also like all the fall teas.
The fall teas. Explain.
Like the ones that have like spices, like chai and...
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember this other tea. Chaga tea. It's made from like mushroom.
Chaga tea. Sometimes that chaga met tea burn my face.
It's burnt.
Burnt.
Mint tea with milk and honey.
Every single time, you seem like this is your order.
It is.